let's see what this sign says here.
On a Saturday late last month, a group of Constitution activists staged a protest outside the Ligon Valley City Hall. The single-story modern building also serves as the police station for the city of about 11,000. This is audio from a live video stream that James Springer broadcast that day. Springer lives in the DFW area, and he came down to protest because
abuses of power by the Leon Police Department, their dislike for the First Amendment.
About a dozen protesters joined Springer. It was mostly uneventful until Leon Valley Police called an impromptu press conference.
Hey guys, stay tuned, all right? The chief has agreed to do came out and said he's going to do a press conference.
The activists gathered at the steps of the city hall. Chief Joe Salvaggio came out and said,
all right guys, first and foremost, Val, come over here, you're under arrest. Get over here. You, let's go. You're under arrest as well. Move.
Four of the activists were criminally charged. At least five others were handcuffed and detained for several hours as witnesses.
Everybody else, you're not free to leave. Come on across the street. Your witnesses, everyone, your cameras, your devices, every one of them are going to be taken. Every one of y'all.
The Leon Valley Police Department seized all their cell phones, their cameras, and other electronic devices. This is Springer being arrested.
I'm under arrest?
Under arrest. Come here.
Why?
Retaliation.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Sir. All right. Go grab his phones. Go grab all the phones.
The arrest at the fake press conference were the culmination of 2 months of skirmishing between the activist and the city government that started on May 2nd.
You need some help, sir?
No.
Jesus Padilla, known online as Mexican Padilla, performed what he called a First Amendment audit at the Leon Valley City Hall. During these audits, activists test how law enforcement officers react to being filmed. These sometimes provocative encounters are then posted online. As he recorded, Padilla ran into Chief Salvaggio.
What are you doing back here?
Yo no ocupo ayuda.
What are you doing back here, sir?
Yo no ocupo ayuda. Vete para allá.
What are you doing back here, sir?
Vete para allá.
Okay, put the camera down.
Don't me touches, pendejo.
No. I'm talking to you. You're in a restricted area.
Padilla wasn't willing to leave, and Salvaggio's patience soon ran out.
You are going to leave.
Don't touch me.
You are going.
Don't touch me.
You are under arrest. Turn around.
Don't touch me.
Get on the ground.
No.
Get on the ground.
No. No.
You are under arrest.
Get off me.
You are under arrest.
Relax.
Padilla was charged with criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and harassment of a public servant. Days later, more activists with video cameras came to Leon Valley. There were more confrontations, more arrests, more videos online, and emails.
This is just somebody saying, Mr. Pettis is coming. He's a former U.S. Army Ranger and a hardcore anarchist who will stress test your members.
Leon Valley City Manager Kelly Kunstler reads some of the milder threats they've received.
You cannot hide forever from your responsibilities. Your chief is an incompetent tyrant. This is not Nazi Germany. Do your job. Leon Valley, Texas violates civil rights of two activists.
In the last 2 months, she says Leon Valley city officials and staff have been bombarded with similar online threats and harassing voicemails.
I want the threats to stop. I want the midnight phone calls to stop. I want the nasty emails to stop. I want the death threats to stop. I want the threats to spouses and children to stop.
Kunstler says other small Texas municipalities are dealing with the same problem. Earlier this year, Olmos Park, also in Metro San Antonio, faced many of the same activists in a fight over the city's ordinance banning open carry of guns. Olmos Park eventually dropped the ordinance, giving the activists a win. But Leon Valley doesn't seem ready to surrender. The activists say their civil rights were violated and they're lawyering up. But City Manager Kunstner says,
but we have insurance for that, for civil rights violations.
These activists see themselves as defenders of freedom. They are technically savvy and masters of internet trolling. Small municipalities like Leon Valley could be finding out that their strong-arm tactics of arrest and detaining witnesses are outmatched. The First Amendment auditors are planning new protests. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.